It is Mount Holmes basketball to start this second quarter, the second half. They will be moving left to right for these last two quarters. Satch Harris will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. Both teams now out on the floor. Took a while for Tech to come out on the floor for warm-ups, but we're ready to get underway right now. Mount Holmes with the ball, leading by three possessions. 26-18 our score. Gilbert into the front court, throws over on the right side to Sherrell. Over to Jones up at the top. Now Gilbert on the left wing. He tries to throw an alley-oop pass to Jones. Jones is able to corral the pass somehow. It was almost went over his head. And Mount Holmes got possession with Jones with it on the right wing. Now throws up top to Sorrell. Over to Harris on the left wing. Harris finds Tabor in the lane. Has the ball knocked away from him. Ball is loose and stolen by Zane Butler. He's quickly back the other way, going into the lane. Going to pull up for the jumper over Gilbert. No good. Cancelo with the offensive rebound. He gets the put back up and in. That was Mount Holmes' seventh turnover of the night. Kate Cancelo with 7 points now. Ball goes to Harris. Now to Gilbert. He gets across the timeline to Jones. 26-20, Mount Holmes lead back to two possessions now. Jones drills towards the right wing, now gives it to Gilbert there on the wing. Now Gilbert's trying to avoid a double team, gives it to Jones near the right corner. Now Jones drills to the low block, finds Tabor in the lane, going up for the layup, no good, may have been partially blocked, and Cancillo comes up with the basketball. He is back, throws it to Butler across the timeline. Butler's going to go down into the lane, going up for the layup, and it goes in. Boy, Zane Butler using that speed that he's got, and that's it's a four-point lead now for Mount Holmes, 26-22 our score. Here is Gilbert throwing it to Harris across the timeline. Harris has it on the left wing. Now gives it to Gilbert. Gilbert has it on the left side now. Takes the screen from Tabor. Drills up to the top. Now goes back over to the left side. Now Gilbert's going to go down into lane, going in for the layup. In and out, no good. Tabor gets the offensive rebound. He goes back up. He is fouled on the way up, or are they going to call out on the floor? 6:21 left to play in the first, in the third quarter. That foul's on Kate Cancelo. They are going to call it on the shot. That is his third personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second half against the Golden Eagles. So Dawson Tabor at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has yet to score in this game. First free throw is up and in. So one more free throw coming up for Dawson Tabor. Again, 6:21 left in this third quarter. Tabor's second shot is up. He gets both and leads back to six now for Mount Holmes. 28-22 our score. Butler across the timeline, gives it over the left side to Greer, up top to Chambers, over to Boland on the right. Boland will give it down to Cancel on the low block. Now it kicks out to Greer. Greer's going to go down into the lane. Now throws out to Chambers on the left wing. Chambers finds Butler up at the top. Chambers is going to go down towards the low block, and he's going to be fouled from behind. 6:01 left to play in the third quarter. That foul is going to be called on Adam Sorrell. That is his second personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second half against the Bombers. Again, 6:01 left in the third quarter. Kate Cancelo takes the inbound pass to the right elbow. Tries to give it to Butler. Pass was knocked away. Stolen by Dawson Tabor. That is Tech's fifth turnover of the night. And back comes Mount Holmes. Gilbert going into the lane, going up for the layup. No good, but draws contact. And it'll hit to the free throw line with 5:51 left in the third quarter. I'm sorry. I thought we were going to give it to Cancilla, but it's actually going to be Brendan Chambers. That's his second personal foul, team foul number two against Mountain Home here in the against Tech here in the second half. So Wyatt Gilbert back at the free throw line, at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has got 3 points so far this evening. First free throw is up and in. Peyton Lawback's going to check back in to the game, or is he? Nope. I guess Jeff Gio tried to change his mind there at the last minute. So Mount Holmes leads back to three possessions after that first free throw. Gilbert still has one more to shoot, and he gets both. Wyatt Gilbert now with 5 points. 30-22, Bombers leading it. And quickly Butler back the other way, throws to Boland, up to the top to Chambers. He'll give it to Butler. Butler's going to pull up at the top for the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound for Chambers. He's going to be fouled from behind. Adam Sorrell picks up his third personal foul, team foul number two here in the second half against the Bombers. 5:39 left to play in the third quarter. Mount Holmes leading by eight. Boland will trigger the inbound pass for the Golden Eagles on the baseline. Gives it to Butler in the right corner. He immediately puts up the jumper. Good. Zane Butler with 14 points on the night. Back to a two-possession lead for Mount Holmes. 30-24 our score with 5.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Tabor takes inbound pass. Gives it to Sorrell. Now goes back to Tabor. Now into the front court to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles to the right side. Now finds Jones in the corner. Jones trying to figure out where to go with it. Cross-court pass to Sayre Terrace. He almost mishandled the pass, but is able to corral it. Now Gilbert has it up at the top. Gilbert's going down into the lane, going in for the layup. Off the glass, no good. Sorrell gets offensive rebound, but loses the handle of the ball. And Green County Tech comes up with the basketball. That'll be the eighth turnover of the night against Mountain Hall. Here's Butler with it on the left wing. He's going to go down to the lane, and another foul's going to be called on Adam Sorrell. That's his fourth. Adam Sorrell picks up his fourth personal foul, 13th foul here in the second half against Mountain Hall. 4:51 left to play in the third quarter. They're going to call that foul on the floor as Sorrell will take a seat with his fourth foul. He'll be replaced by Abe Crawford. Boland will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline for the Golden Eagles. And down to Cancel, tries to get it down to Cancel. Knocked away by Tabor. Good job, good defense by Tabor. It will be Tex basketball as it goes out of bounds. So Boland will inbound into the basket once again. Gets it into Cancel on the right corner. Cancel thought about the three. Still thinking about three. Now he's going to make a move to the basket. Go in for the layup. No good. A little strong. A rebound's knocked to Greer in the left corner. He tries the three. Can't get it to go. And now an over-the-back foul will be calling the rebound on Jake Boland. That is his first personal foul. Green County Tech's third team foul here in the second half. Mountain Home gets it back with 4:38 left to play in the third quarter, leading 30-24. Peyton Laubach's going to check into the game for Green County Tech as Dawson Greer will take a seat. And now the inbound pass was stolen for a moment, but he threw it right into the hands of Brendan Chambers. Chambers gives it to back to Gilbert. So the two teams exchange turnovers. Here's Jones with it on the in the left corner. He tries to throw it to Harris. Pass was well over his head. And that is Mountain Home's 10th turnover of the night. Green County Tech with six. 4:24 left to play in this third quarter. And now Mountain Home is going to call timeout. We'll break again. 4:24 left in the third. It is Mountain Home. Oh, my goodness. A technical foul was just called on Mountain Home. Someone just bumped into Zane Butler. They're going to give that foul to technical foul to Dawson Tabor. That is his third personal foul, team foul number four. And so we'll have a pair of free throws when we come back. 4:24 let's play in the third quarter. Mountain Home leading Green County Tech 30-24. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
So after the Dawson Tabor's call for the technical foul, he will head to the bench, being replaced by Jake McGee. Zane Butler will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He's got 14 points so far this evening. And after that, Tech will keep possession of it. He gets the first free throw. Butler's second shot is up. He gets both. So that cuts the margin back to four, and now Tech will inbound it on the far sideline with 4:24 left in this third quarter. Mountain Home leading 30-26. Chambers inbounds it to Laubach. Laubach will throw it to Butler on the right side. Butler's going to go down into lane for the layup. Shot was blocked by Jones. Goes out of bounds, and it will be Mountain Home. It will be Green County Tech's basketball with 4:15 left to play. Good job by Matt Jones to get that block there. Here is Boland inbounding the ball on the baseline for the Golden Eagles. He'll get into Cancel in the left corner. He puts up the jumper. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Jake McGee. And back comes Mountain Home. A little over 4 minutes left to play in this third quarter. Bombers with the ball leading by four. Gilbert into the front court for Mountain Home. Dribbles to the left side. Now goes towards the elbow, throws to McGee on the right side, down to McGee to Harris in the corner, loses the handle of the ball, goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch goes off Bolin's leg, and it will be Mount Home keeping possession with 3:55 left in this third period. Mountain Home with the ball leading 30-26. McGee will trigger the inbound pass, throws it to Crawford near the top, finds Jones at the left elbow. Now Jones going down into towards the low block for the layup. Shot was partially blocked, and Kinsella comes up with the ball. Back comes Green County Tech. Here is Law back with it on the right side. Now he dribbles up to the top, gives it over the, on the right to Chambers. Chambers will give it there on the wing to Butler. Butler's going to go down towards free throw line, pull up for the jumper, no good, and the rebound is controlled by Wyatt Gilbert. Back comes Mountain Home. 3.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Bombers with the ball leading 30-26. Gilbert across the timeline, dribbles to the right side, now goes down towards the corner, throws it to Harris on the right side. Harris dribbles up to the top, gives it to Crawford there on the right wing. Cross court pass to McGee on the left. McGee's going to go down into the lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper off the glass and in. A running jumper for Jake McGee. He gets it, and that's 5 points for him. Mountain Home back up by six with over 3 minutes left to play in this third quarter. Here's Cancel with the ball just outside the paint. Now kicks it back out to Chambers on the left wing. Chambers drills to the corner, going down into the lane. Now kicks it out to Bolin. Bolin's going to go drill down towards the paint. Now kicks out to Lawback in the left corner. Up top to Bolin. Now Butler has it there at the top. Butler's going to go down into the lane, going up for another layup. His basket. No, they're going to say the foul was well before his before the layup attempt. And so Tech will inbound the ball with 2:48 left to play in the third quarter. Abe Crawford picks up his first personal foul. That's the 15th foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. So it stays 32-26. Mountain Home with the lead. Bolin will inbound it to gets into Cancilla. Near it up top to Butler. Butler's going to go down into the lane. He's going in for another layup, and another foul is going to be called. It'll be a blocking foul called on Satch Harris. Much to the dismay of the Mountain Home crowd. Satch Harris picks up his first personal foul. That's the 16th foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. Next one will put the Golden Eagles in the bonus. So Zane Butler back at the free throw line. First free throw is up and in. Dawson Greer's going to check back in for Tech as he'll replace Brendan Chambers. Again, 2:44 left in this third quarter as Butler has one more free throw, and he gets both. He now has 18 points on the night. 32-28. Gilbert takes an inbound pass, gives it back to Harris. Back over to Gilbert. Gilbert into the front court. Throws over to Harris on the right side. Now Harris dribbles near the top, gives it there to McGee. Over on the left side to Gilbert. Gilbert will throw it up top to Crawford. Crawford's going to pull up for the three-pointer at the top. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Bolin. He'll give it to Butler, who quickly brings it into the front court. Butler heads up at the top, dribbles to the right side. Now finds Kinsella just outside the lane. It throws over on the left wing to Bolin. Bolin's going to go down into the lane, pull up for the jumper. Good. Jake Bolin with 5 points, and it's a one-possession game now. 32-30, Mountain Home leading it with less than 2 minutes left of the third quarter. Here's Harris with it, throws up top to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles towards the right side, gives it there on the wing to Harris. Now up top to Crawford, over to Gilbert on the left. Down to Jones just outside the lane. Jones will dribble into the paint, going to pull up for the fadeaway jumper, no good. And scramble for the rebound, ball still loose. And finally controlled by Butler. He's put the other way. He's going to pull up on the right wing. Now head back down towards the paint. Kicks out to Lawback. Over to Bolin on the left side. Back to Lawback near the top. Down to Cancilla just outside the lane. Now back to Bolin. 1:18 left to play in the third quarter. And now ball goes back to Cancilla on the low block. He's looking to make a move. He puts the shot up off the glass and in. We're tied up. Kate Cancilla with 9 points. That's our fifth tie of the night. Four lead changes in this game as well. 104 left. We're not up at 32. Ball goes into the front court to Jones. Jones is going to go down into the lane, going up for the jumper. Good. And Jones with 12 points. Bombers back on top, 34-32. 54 seconds left in this third quarter. Now Butler's going to pull up for the three-pointer on the right side. Good. Boy, Zane Butler, you just got to watch out for him. That's our fifth lead change as the Golden Eagles are now leading 35-34. Here is Gilbert throwing it to McGee. Now finds Harris, who will get it across the timeline. Over to Jones on the right side. 35 seconds left to play in this third quarter. Mount Home may hold for the last shot of the period. 27 seconds left. Gilbert has it near the half-court line. Gilbert will throw it to Jones on the right side. Back to Gilbert near the top. 14 seconds left. 9 seconds as Gilbert's going to go down towards the lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper on the end of the lane. No good. Ball's knocked around. Controlled by Lawback. 2 seconds left. Here is Butler. He's going to try one last heave. Well beyond half court. Well, it hits the top of the backboard, and we've reached the end of the third quarter. 24 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of three, Greene County Tech leading Mountain Home 35-34. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.